to a school psychologist at one of the schools. Sharon Turner joins us. She's one of the people who do that work at Strathcona Girls Grammar. Sharon, how's your school going? How do you think all the other schools are going?
Hi, Raf. Look, I think it's been a busy day for parents, teachers and students alike. I'm certainly hearing some good things from teachers and parents today. I think we've been really impressed with how well children have actually adapted to going back online again and remote learning. I think we're all very well versed at it. I think parents might be a bit frazzled at the end of the day today, but I think certainly the kids are really, you know, surprised us in terms of their ability and capacity to get back on board and get on with learning remotely.
Tell me more. Why are you really surprised, or what do you mean by surprised?
Oh, look, I think towards the end of last week, there was a lot of talk about how will the kids go, and I'm just hearing really lovely things about how well students have actually adapted and coped. So that's certainly what we would be aiming for. So it's sort of a very good story for us to be hearing in terms of reports from parents and students and teachers alike.
Is it just because they're used to it?
Look, I think so. I mean, we certainly know the best predictors of past experience, future experience is past experience. Yes. And so the very fact that they've actually been there, done that before, I think we're much better adapted at managing the technology as well and the hiccups that come. And I think even today, certainly I wasn't seeing nearly as many issues with IT coming through because obviously parents are able to troubleshoot and manage those. And a lot of the kids are actually quite well versed at doing that as well, which is great.
Yeah, I hope everyone has had a similar experience. I fear that isn't the case, but I hope it is. What's the secret, Sharon? A lot of kids are nervous, a lot of teachers and parents are nervous. What's the secret to coping well with this?
Look, I think certainly routines are really important. So making sure that the day looks as close as possible to what sort of a school day is, because kids get their sense of safety and security from knowing what's going to happen. So a routine of, you know, getting up in the morning, preferably at the same time they normally get up, wherever possible. I know there's a temptation for sleep in, but we know that also helps with sleep cycles if we try and maintain a regular sleep cycle. So getting up at the same time, having breakfast, treating it as though it's sort of a normal school day. It's just that we're learning from home, trying to have your breaks at recess and lunch. I know today I stopped and I went outside with my kids and we sat outside in the sunshine, getting a bit of a break at their recess time. And I think that, you know, where possible, maintaining some social connections as well for kids so that there's an opportunity for them as well to look at doing that after school, whether that be through a telephone call or a monitored online communication with, you know, a parent helping to support a child to connect.
Thanks so much, Sharon. I hope it's a calm week for us all.
Fantastic. Thanks, Raf.
Sharon Turner there from Strathcona Girls Grammar, where she's the school psychologist. There's some relatively good news from MLC, the Methodist Ladies College in Kew. This afternoon, the Department of Health told that school its COVID-positive staff member